Missing trunk. I had that happen when I dived off a high dive. But not this one that I'm talking about here. We want to look at arguments for evolution are outdated and often illogical. And we see that this tree of evolution is missing the entire trunk. The evolutionary tree has no trunk. Oops, they missed something there. In what evolutionists call the earliest part of the fossil record, generally the lowest sedimentary layers of the Cambrian rock. Cambrian is that term for the era. They consider that to be an era of time. It was probably just the first rock to be encased in sand during the flood. But in their thing, but you look in there and life appears suddenly, full-blown, complex, diversified, and dispersed worldwide. The evidence shows there was no life, and then there was a bunch of life, all kinds of different life, everywhere, if the fossil record is to be believed. Now, Darwin and Ibid here are going to be telling us, and this is all Darwin, as he's trying to reason out that everything grew from everything else. Here are some of the creatures. You see, they're not one-celled creatures. These are complex creatures. These are blown up to see it. Somebody drew these. And I can't read the things. Or amphibeca something or other, you know, all this stuff. But all of these very, very different creatures. Part of the Cambrian explosion of life. So let's look at what Darwin has to say. In his book, Origin of Species, his presentation of his theory that everything is connected and grew from the other. He says, there is another and allied difficulty which is much more serious. I allude to the manner in which species belonging to several of the main divisions of the animal kingdom suddenly appear in the lowest known fossiliferous rocks. Fossiliferous. There's a word to use. Try to say it at lunch next time. Fossiliferous. Fossil-bearing. Rocks. He said, this is a difficulty for my theory. Again, the abrupt manner in which whole groups of species suddenly appear in certain formations has been urged by several paleontologists, for instance, by Agassiz, Pictet, and Sedgwick, as a fatal objection to the belief in the transmutation of species. He says, scientists say that if what we see in the fossil record is the fact, it kills my theory. If numerous species belonging to the same genera or families have really started into life at once, the fact would be fatal to the theory of evolution through natural selection. Fatal. You get that? And that's what it shows. So evolution should be dead. It's being held up as a puppet by everybody else. Again, Darwin says, to the question why we do not find rich fossiliferous deposits belonging to these assumed earliest periods prior to the Cambrian system, I can give no satisfactory answer. I don't know. Again, he says, the case at present must remain inexplicable. I can't explain it, he says, and may be truly urged as a valid argument against the views here entertained. We have his okay to doubt the whole thing because he says it's a valid argument. So we come to it that evolution should be one-celled, two-celled. Oops, there are no two-celled animals. Multi-celled then. They leaped from one cell to multi-cells. Then they leaped to this whole bunch of creatures with no individuals between, no transitions. Evolving so many unusual animals during a single geologic period is mind-boggling. The rate, you know, every time you would imagine lightning striking ooze and mud and a one-celled animal bursting into life, how often would that then another burst of lightning kill the thing? I mean, it's not like, aha, I've arrived and I'm going to stay around forever. Boom, hell, it didn't get enough to eat. Maybe the ooze dried up.
And no matchmaker.
Right, and nobody there to help. No matchmaker. All of the chances of it forming into life are so remote, but the chances of that single cell dying would be equally just as likely, more likely than it coming into life. So that happening over a bunch of them, so these are separate creations, these are separate evolutionary pop-up, they all popped up at once, you see, not from each other, if it's evolution at all. But he says, but it happening twice in widely separated locations stretches credulity, belief, to the breaking point. According to the theory of plate tectonics, that's the movement of the plates of Earth, China and Canada were even farther apart during the Cambrian. So it didn't happen next door to each other because of similar conditions. It happened on the other side of the world. Evolution, let's just consider what they say, predicts that minor variations should slowly accumulate, eventually becoming major categories of organisms. Instead, the opposite is found. Almost all of today's plant and animal phyla, including flowering plants, vascular plants, and vertebrates, appear at the base of the fossil record. All of this just appeared. In fact, many more phyla are found in the Cambrian than exist today. Chin, that was the only reference I had to him, so I didn't go back in the book to see who that was talking about. But he said it this way. A simple way of putting it is that currently we have about 38 phyla, these are the groupings of life, 38 phyla of different groups of animals, but the total number of phyla discovered during that period of time, the Cambrian, he says, including those in China, Canada, and elsewhere, adds up to over 50 phyla. That means there are more phyla in the very, very beginning, where we found first fossils of animal life, than exist now. That's not what evolution says. It's supposed to be bigger, greater, more, and more. So complex species, such as fish, worms, corals, trilobites, jellyfish, sponges, mollusks, and brachiopods, appear suddenly with no sign anywhere on Earth of gradual development from simpler forms. Insects, a class comprising four-fifths of all known animal species, living and extinct, have no known evolutionary ancestors. Peter Farb in Insects, Life, Nature Library. There are no fossils known that show what the primitive ancestral insects look like. Until fossils of these ancestors are discovered, however, the early history of the insects can only be inferred. We can only say it must have happened, or our theory is toast. Insects found in supposedly 100 million-year-old amber look like those living today. Amber, if you are familiar with it, the sap of a tree, animal would get caught in it, and then it would harden, and you can find it today. Jurassic Park came up where they drilled into it to find a mosquito that was sucking blood of dinosaurs, and they extracted the DNA to get the dinosaur DNA. So they're neat to see. I've seen some of them, and it's just like it's stuck in an amber-colored stone. Peter Taffarel, quoted by Emmy Barth in Discover 2009, says, "For the most part, an ant trapped in amber living 100 million years ago looks like an ant today." In 100 million years, they haven't evolved. So, here's my conclusion. The fossil record does not support evolution. What should be there isn't. The guy who thought it up, popularized it at least, Darwin, said, if that's all the evidence we find, it's fatal to my theory. Marshall K. Edwin H. Colbert, Stratigraphy, strata of the of fossil life, said, if there has been evolution of life, the absence of the requisite, the needed fossils in the rocks older than the Cambrian is puzzling. If there was evolution, why is there only evidence here and there, not everywhere?